弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
虽然我们时间稍微晚了一点，但是刚刚报告的这两件事情都很重要。
Our last two announcements are very, very important.
第一件事情就是我们为着整个教会，我们今年进我们的申请进到了市政府去了。
And concerning for our church, our application going into the city for this new this use permit.
所以在未来的这将近100天里面，是我们非常关键性的100天。
And the coming 100 days is a critical time for us.
我们希望整个教会都能够动员起来，我们一同参加这场属灵的征战。
And we pray that the entire church will be mobilized into the spiritual battle.
对，圣经上说要昼夜呼吁神。
And the scripture says, day and night call unto the Lord.
那我们就希望我们的祷告能够在主的面前真是昼夜不止息。
And we pray that our prayers will not cease from day to night.
那我们自己的力量也做不到，因此我们上了网络呼求，在各地关心爱我们的弟兄姊妹们跟我们一同参与。
And we know we do not have the sufficient strength by ourselves, so we post a request online and ask the brothers and sisters throughout the world to pray with us.
弟兄姊妹，千万不要把祷告当作只是一件事情、一个要求来做。
Please do not treat prayer as something or a request that we need to go and accomplish.
祷告是人和神在圣灵中相会并相交。
Prayer is the fellowship between God and man.
所以每一次的祷告是让我们跟神是相会的。
That every time we pray, we come into communion with the Lord.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这是一件太神圣而且太蒙福的事情。
This is a holy and a blessed thing.
祷告能够让我们与神相会。
And prayer can allow us to come and meet God.
祷告可以让神的旨意通行。
That the will of God may be done.
祷告可以叫仇敌被赶逐，叫仇敌失败。
And we can cast out the evil one and all his works.
祷告可以叫我们这个人的生命被神改变。
And our lives may be transformed through prayer.
祷告可以让我们亲自第一手的来经历我们所信的神又真又活。
And we may experience our God personally that he is true and he's alive.
一天24小时。
24 hours a day.
每一个小时我们化成三个单位，好，20分钟做一个单位。
And every hour we broke it up into three segments on20-minute periods.
我希望我们所有的弟兄姊妹至少认领一个单位。
And I pray every brother and sister here would own up to that one segment.
我不希望你认领72个单位，那你未来100天不能睡觉了。
And I don't want you to own up to the 72 units.
但我们何等希望各地的圣徒都能够跟我们一同参与这个祷告的行列。
But how we pray that the saints throughout the world will enter into the service with us.
我们要看见耶利哥倒塌下来。
Then we'll see the walls of Jericho come down.
我们要一同来承受神要赐给我们的应许和祝福。
And we will inherit the promise and the blessing that God has for all of us.
所以我盼望会后弟兄姊妹走出去的时候就 sign up, 挑你最合适的时间。
So, and I pray that as everybody leaves this room, please look at the schedule, pick the time that is best for you.
挑了以后我们就忠心的来做。
And then once you selected the time, be faithful unto that time.
我们甚至有一个祷告信，请求弟兄姊妹为哪些方向我们来祷告。
And we have a prayer letter that is established, that's very specific as the area that we ought to pray.
但是我建议弟兄姊妹在前面的五分钟里面用来亲近神。
And I ask that for the first 5 minutes of this segment, you would draw near to the Lord.
前面五分钟我们把自己的把自己整个人带到宝座前，带到跟神相交相会的里面。
And this first 5 minutes bring us into the fellowship with the Lord God.
然后我们把一件一件事情照着圣灵给我们的负担我们祷告出来。
And then one by one, as we are burdened by the Lord, we present it before the Lord.
凭着信心求，一点不疑惑。
And the things that we ask by faith and have no doubt.
弟兄姊妹，众圣徒的祷告要成为一个香，献到神的面前。
And the prayer of the saints would be like an incense that is offered unto the Lord.
众圣徒的祷告也要成为耶利哥倒塌的力量。
And the prayer of the saints would be the strength that causes the wall of Jericho to come down.
所以我希望我们没有一个人轻看这件事，好不好？
Let not anyone look lightly upon this.
只要我们重生得救了，
if we are born again,
我们就应该加入这个祷告行列。
We ought to be part of the service.
我们一同来经历神。
Let's experience the Lord together.
那第二件事情是为了南亚赈灾的事。
And secondly is the tragedy that's come to South Asia.
那事情已经发生了两个礼拜，我相信很多弟兄姊妹都已经为这件事情常常祷告，也有奉献。
And this tragedy has already occurred for the duration went on for 2 weeks, and I know everybody's been praying.
我们知道世界各国已经募集了到40亿美金，好，募集还没有收到。
And the nations, throughout the nations, the world, they have accumulated $4 billion dollars.
但是我们一直祷告，希望主给我们开一条管道，是让这个钱能够尽快的而且有效的达到需要的人那里。
But we've been praying that the Lord will open a way for us that we may bring the money directly and quickly to the people who are in need.
因为这些国际性的赈灾组织，他们有的时候这个钱的到达有时候反而比较慢。
And these world organizations, their money and transfer may actually be relatively slow.
那另外一方面就是在就在外面的需要其实已经很够了，因为连英国首相都说已经足够了啊。
And according to the outward needs, it's more than sufficient, and is declared by the Prime Minister of England.
那我们就希望这笔钱能够进到当地神的儿女们中间，能够不仅仅去帮助神儿女们的需要，也能够帮助。受灾的人能够得到福音的好处。
But we pray that the money that we raise would go directly to the house of God, to the brothers and sisters who are there, and would benefit those who are in need, and they would hear the good news and the gospel.
因为人最大的需要还不在于只是解决贫穷或是疾病或是一些其他外面的需要。
For the greatest need of man is not just merely their physical needs and their poverty.
如果在这么大的一个灾难的里面，福音却不能够这样子能够临到他们的话
，But in the midst of this great tragedy and the good news cannot come to them，
我相信这是一个最大的遗憾。
I believe this is the greatest tragedy.
就算他们所有得到的救济金让每一个家庭都能够开始过富裕的生活，我们仍然觉得这是一个遗憾。
And if every family can receive the financial aid and they may actually live very well, very very well.We still think that this is something that's of tragic.
所以我们呼吁弟兄姊妹，我们有一个专项是在十一奉献以外的奉献。
And I ask brothers and sisters, we have the special offering that's outside of our tithe.
请弟兄姊妹注明为了南亚，我们会立刻转到南亚的这个，特别是印尼联合的华人教会的一个服务中心去。
And please mark it under others on the envelope, and this fund will be directed into a Chinese fellowship, specifically Indonesia.
所以这两件事情非常重要，关乎全教会。而且我们立刻就要发生的，所以请弟兄姊妹，我们在祷告中啊，一同在主的面前来做。
So these two things that pertains to the entire church and is going to happen immediately, let's all come together and we'll work on it together.
我们有一个很简短的祷告。
Let's have a short prayer.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你。
Well, Jesus, we thank you.
洪水泛滥的时候，你仍然坐着为王。
And you still reign in the midst of the flood.
主啊，这一切都在你的眼前。
And all these things are presented before you.
主，我们在这里把教会的需要，哦，把世人的需要，我们都带到你的面前。
So Lord Jesus, for the need of the church and the need of this world, we present it before you.
外面所有的需要，不过说明了我们里面对你的需要。
The needs on the outside, but speaks of the needs that we have on the inside for you.
我们求你借着这一切的事情，让我们学习舍己，学习奉献。
And we pray that through all these things, we will learn to deny ourselves and we learn to offer.
让我们学习放下自己，能够站在你旨意的这一边。
We learn to place ourselves underneath your will.
Oh, 耶稣啊，我们求你将你的爱浇灌下来。
Lord Jesus, we ask you to fill us with your love.
让我们更真实的来爱你和爱你的旨意。
That we may truly love you and love your will.
让我们更真实的爱你和爱世上的灵魂。
That we will truly love you and love the souls in this world.
我们为着教会24100的祷告的需要，我们向你呼求。
And for this 24100 prayer session, we pray and we cry out to you.
兴起守望者。
Raise up those, the watchmen.
让我们昼夜不休息。
We will not rest by night.
也不让耶和华休息。
We will not allow you to rest, O Lord.
只等到耶路撒冷在地上成为可以赞美的。
Until Jerusalem is a city that is of praise.
也求你将那奉献的爱赐给我们。
And give us the love of offering.
让我们今年有那么多人在痛苦和恐惧的里面。
That we may remember those who are in fear and those who are in sorrow.
让我们的奉献不仅仅只是在外面解决他们生活上的需要。
And our offering doesn't just take care of their outward needs.
更当于这笔钱能被你分别为圣。
And Lord Jesus, we pray that this fund would be sanctified.
能够将永恒的福音和生命带给那些需要的人。
That the news of eternal life may be brought to those who are in need of the news.
我们求你祝福我们所有的奉献。
We ask you to bless all of our offerings.
由你自己来调度来使用。
We ask that you will administer the fund.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
Amen. 啊，弟兄姊妹，我们新年特会讲的题目是兴起发光。
Brothers and sisters, the theme for our New Year conference was to arise and to shine.
那发光不是一个特会的题目而已。
And to shine is not just a theme for a conference.
发光是神给我们一生的使命。
It is the commission that we have for the rest of our lives.
为主兴起发光是我们基督徒一生该有的生活。
And to arise and to shine is our everyday life as a Christian.
为主发光是一个得着新生命以后他自然有的一个结果。
And to shine for the Lord is a natural, product of having this new life.
以赛亚书说兴起发光，因为我们的光已经来到了。
And Isaiah chapter 60 say, "Arise and shine, for the light has come."
弟兄姊妹，在特会的里面，我们从三个角度讲到兴起发光啊。
In the conference, we spoke of it from three different perspectives.
第一方面讲到这个光是天上来的荣光。
Firstly, we said that this is a heavenly sunshine.
它是救恩之光，它是福音之光。
It's the light of salvation, the light of the gospel.
这个光是因为神怜悯我们。
And this light has come because of God's mercy.
当我们死在罪恶过犯中的时候。
When we were still dying, when we were still dead in our sin and our trespasses.
当我们坐在黑暗中死荫里的时候。
When we were still sitting in darkness and in the shadow of death.
因为什么？我们特别强调那个黑暗不是只是物质的一个黑暗啊。
And we emphasize that this darkness is just not the darkness in the physical realm.
灵界里面的黑暗是有位格的，是一个权势。
But the spiritual darkness is a person and has power.
它根本就是仇敌的权势，仇敌的本身。
It's the enemy himself.
黑暗不仅仅是罪恶的温床。
And darkness is the hotbed of sin.
黑暗不仅仅是撒旦的居所。
It is the dwelling place of Satan.
黑暗根本就是撒旦的本身，邪灵的本身。
The darkness is Satan himself.
就当我们这些坐在黑暗中死荫里的人
，and we who are sitting in the shadow of darkness,
我们整个的前途是没有盼望的。
We have no hope for our future.
还是因着神怜悯的心肠，叫清晨的日光从高天临到我们。
But because of the mercy of the Father, He has caused the day spring to come upon us.
哦，那荣耀的天上的荣光破云而出啊
！And the glorious light has come and shined upon us.
啊，照亮了这些我们坐在黑暗中死荫里的人。
And has brought light to those of us who were sitting in darkness.
把黑暗的权势为我们赶逐了。
And he drove out the power of darkness.
把那个恐惧和不安为我们除去了。
And fear and unrest has been removed.
把我们的脚带到平安的路上。
Has brought our feet to the path of peace.
这就是彼得说的出黑暗而且入奇妙光明。
And this is what Peter has said, to come out of darkness and enter into the marvelous light.
这也是保罗在哥罗西书第一章讲的，把我们从黑暗的权势里面救出来。
And what Paul has spoken of in Colossians, that the Lord has delivered us out of darkness.
把我们迁到爱子的国里啊。
Has brought us into the kingdom of the beloved Son.
让我们能够跟众圣徒一同在光明中同得基业。
That we may inherit the inheritance with all the saints in the light.
弟兄姊妹，这叫做福音之光啊。
This is the light of the gospel.
这是救恩之光从天上来的荣光。
The gospel of light has come to us from above.
第二方面，我们讲到生命之光。
Secondly, we spoke of the light of life.
主耶稣在约翰福音第八章说：“我就是世界的光。”
And Jesus said in John. Chapter 8, I am the light of the world.
凡跟从我的就不在黑暗里行，必要得着生命的光。
Those who follow me will not walk in darkness, but have the light of life.
光不仅仅在外面。
The light is not only the outside.
这个光要成为我们里面的生命。
But this light will be the life within us.
这是一个生命之光。
It's the light of life.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
In the beginning was the word was with God, and the word is God.
而后面讲到说，生命在祂里面，这生命就是人的光。
And then it says the life is in him, and this life is the light of man.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们得着了新生命，我们就成为光明的子女了。
And brothers and sisters, when we have this new life, we become the sons of light.
我们可以在光明中行事，而且应该结出光明的果子来。
We may walk in the light and bear the fruit of the light.
弟兄姊妹，这个生命是越照越明。
And this life shines brighter and brighter.
因为它是生命。
Because it is alive.
主耶稣说，我来就是叫你们得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
And Jesus said, I've come to give you life and to give it to you more abundantly.
这个光是一个活的，它一直往前走。
This light is alive and it moves forward continuously.
所以主耶稣说，凡跟从我的就不在黑暗里行。
And again, so Jesus said, those who follow me will not walk in darkness.
所以这不是光，只是指福音之光从外面临到了我们。
It's not just the gospel of light has come to us.
更讲到我们这一生是在光明中走上行的道路。
But all the days of our life we're walking on an upper way in the ways of light.
凡跟从我的就不在黑暗里。
And those who follow me will not be in darkness.
弟兄姊妹，这是讲到我们的 daily life, 我们每一天的生活。
And this speaks of our daily life and our everyday living.
我们必须一步一步地跟随顺从这个光。
And step by step, we must follow this light.
每一次的顺从都叫我们得生命，并且得到更丰盛的生命。
And every time we obey, we will have life and have it more abundantly.
这光越照若越明，直到正午。
And this light shines unto the noonday.
第三方面讲到见证之光。
And thirdly, it speaks of the light as a testimony.
主叫我们兴起发光。
And the Lord says, "Arise and to shine."
因为神的荣耀已经显现照耀我们。
For the glory of the Lord is upon us.
神的荣耀要从我们里面显明出来，讲到生命。
And His glory will be revealed through us as life.
最后就讲到万国要来救你的光，君王要来救你所发现的光辉。
And the Gentiles will come to your light, and the kings will come to the glory of your rising.
弟兄姊妹，因为黑暗遮盖大地，幽暗遮盖万民。
And because darkness is covering the nations, and darkness, a deep darkness. darkness over the people. 从前
我们活在黑暗中那种恐惧无助的情形。
And the helplessness that we had when we were living in the darkness.
今天没有信主的人一样活在黑暗之中。
Today, those who are still unbelievers still live in that darkness.
出埃及记讲到遍地黑暗了。
And Exodus says the whole earth is covered in darkness.
那个黑暗能够人摸得着，似乎可以摸得着啊。
And this darkness can be felt.
但是那就说感谢神在以色列家中仍旧有光、
啊、The word of God says Praise God in the house of Israel there is light
弟兄姊妹神叫我们有光不仅仅叫我们个人蒙福
And the Lord give us light Not that individually we will be blessed
神叫我们要兴起发光、啊、
The Lord said arise and to shine
神在这主在这里吩咐我们要往普天下去
And the Lord command us to go out throughout the corners of the earth
主耶稣说你们就是世上的光
The Lord said you are the light of the world
城造在山上是不能够隐藏的。
A city upon a hill cannot be hidden.
他说我们的光也是这样必须显在人的面前。
And so our light ought to be shined before men.
叫人能够看见我们的好行为便将荣耀归给神。
That they may see our good works and give glory unto God.
人点灯不是放在斗底下乃是要放在灯台上面。
Man do not light a lamp and put it underneath a basket, but on top of a lampstand.
都讲到这个光要出去影响别人。
It says that this light needs to go out and influence others.
要把光带来的祝福能够从我们身上散发出去、啊、
The blessing that has come to us through this light may be given out to those
讲到见证之光
It speaks of the light of testimony
所以当我们讲到见证或是使命之光的时候
And when we speak of this testimony and this witness
一方面讲到福音我们出去传福音
On the one hand it speaks of the gospel we are to share the good news
但是另外一方面非常重要的我们不可以忽略的
And the second aspect that we cannot neglect
甚至原谅我说是很多的时候众教会们常常忽略的一件事情。
Forgive me for saying this, it's often neglected by the many churches.
在我们观念里面只有传福音传福音去宣教去宣教。
And our concept is share the gospel, go evangelize.
但是很重要的一个见证是讲到教会的见证。
But one thing that is very crucial is the testimony of the church.
教会是基督的身体。
For the church is the body of Christ.
是那充满万有者的丰满。
It's the fullness of him who fills all.
神的儿子要透过教会来彰显出他的荣耀来。
And the Son of God will reveal His glory through the church.
所以不仅仅福音是我们的见证，是我们的使命。
So not only the gospel is our testimony, it's our commission.
一个合神心意的教会，一个荣耀的教会，是更是神所要的。
But a glorious church, a church that is unto the will of God, is something that God wants.
所以当主耶稣在地上升天之后
，So after the Lord's ascension,
他不仅仅把大使命赐给了我们
，He's given us the great commission.
那么从他升的天到他回来之间他在干什么呢
But from his ascension until his return, what exactly is he doing?
或许说的更实际一点今天主耶稣到底在干什么
And more realistically, what is the Lord Jesus doing today?
因为两千年前他升天了
Because about 2,000 years ago, he ascended.
在我们想不到的时候他有一天要回来
And when we least expect it, he will come back.
那么在他升天跟他回来之间主耶稣在天上干什么
And between these two events, what is the Lord Jesus doing in heaven?
弟兄姊妹在圣经里面我们可以 看得出一点端倪知道主耶稣在做什么
Brother and sister, from the scripture, we have a glimpse of what the Lord is doing.
一方面他得胜他升到高天坐在至大者的右边
On the one hand, he's victorious, he's ascended and sitting on the right hand of the Almighty.
当他说成了的时候所有的救恩都做成了
When he said it is finished, all the salvation has been done.
他升上高天坐在至大者的右边等候仇敌做他的脚凳
He's ascended on high, sitting on the right hand of the Almighty, waiting for his enemy to be placed under his feet.
保罗也说到有一天所有的仇敌神要把他伏在耶稣的脚前
And Paul says that all the enemies of Christ would be submitted under his feet one day.
他做成了
And it is done.
第二方面
Secondly,
希伯来的作者告诉我们
the author of Hebrew tells us,
他是升入高天尊荣的大祭司
And he is the high priest that's ascended on high.
他长远活着替我们祈求
He lives forever, he intercedes for us.
啊，今天主耶稣在神的面前一直为着我们祷告
That today Jesus Christ is praying for each and every one of us.
众圣徒都在他的肩头上
All the saints are on his shoulders.
教会的责任都在他的肩膀上
The responsibility of the church is upon his shoulders.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们主在天上一直为我们祷告。
Brothers and sisters, our Lord Jesus is interceding for us all the time.
这是我们心里面最大的安慰。
And this is the greatest comfort of our hearts.
不仅仅我们自己有需要来到主的面前呼求。
Not only do we have a need, we come to the Lord and we cry to Him.
那位升上高天尊荣的大祭司，他长远活着替我们祈求。
And the high priest who is ascended on high, he lives forever. He intercedes for us.
我们需要这么多人接棒接棒接棒才把24小时接起来啊。
We need so many people to fulfill every segment so that we may pray 24 hours a day.
主耶稣的祷告从来不停的。
But the prayer of Jesus never ceases.
第三方面保约翰告诉我们他在天上做什么。
Thirdly, the Apostle John in his old days tells us what he's doing in heaven.
我们一起来看一下启示录好不好
Let's come and look at it together in the book of Revelations.
我们先看启示录第一章
Revelation chapter 1
十二节
verse 12
这是约翰在形容他所见着的异象
This is John's description of the revelation that he saw
我转过身来要看是谁发声与我说话既转过来就看见七个金灯台灯台中间有一位好像人子身穿长衣直垂到脚以下我们不读了然后跳到十七节
verse 17
我一看见就扑倒在他脚前像死了一样他用右手按着我说不要惧怕我是首先的我是末后的又是那存活的我曾死过现在又活了直活到永永远远并且拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙所以你要把所看见的和现在的事并将来必成的事都写出来论到你所看见在我右手中的七星和七个金灯台的奥秘那七星就是七个教会的使者七灯台就是七个教会第二章第一节
Chapter 2 verse 1
你要写信给以弗所教会的使者说那右手拿着七星在七个金灯台中间行走的说好我们读到这
This will be our reading here
约翰在巴蒙海岛的异象的里面他让我们看见一件事情
John on the island of Patmos, he had a revelation and he revealed this to us.
他看见那个复活得荣耀的人子的异象。
He saw the resurrected and the Son of Man who has received glory.
那不是我今天早晨要讲的主题。
And this revelation is not the theme of what we're going to talk about today.
他身穿白衣直垂到脚。
He wore a white garment all the way to his feet.
里面每一个形容都有非常宝贵的属灵的意义，这不是我今天要讲的。
And every description has a very significant spiritual meaning. It's not what we're going to focus on today.
但是我却要提见这位荣耀的人子他到底在做什么
But I must remind everyone what is this glorious Son of Man is doing right now
圣经告诉我们他行走在金灯台中间
And the scripture says that he walked in the midst of the lampstands
他在这里经营他在这里治理众金灯台
he is administering and is taking care of all the lampstands
当灯台不合他心意的时候他就修剪他们
When the lampstand is not according to his heart He administered to it.
灯台不悔改的时候，他把灯台要挪掉。
And when the lampstand will not repent, he will remove the lampstand.
弟兄姊妹，这是一件非常严肃的事情。
And brothers and sisters, this is a very solemn thing.
圣经上这么清楚告诉我们，这七个金灯台讲到七个教会。
And the scripture is very clear that these seven lampstands represents the seven churches.
不是说全世界只有七个教会。
It's not to say the whole world only has seven churches.
七在圣经里面是预表完全。
But the number seven represents what is complete.
启示录在这里用七个教会来预表所有。
In the book of Revelation, it used the seven churches to represent all the churches.
我上个礼拜跟弟兄姊妹讲过，在解经家里面，在教会历史的这个学者的里面，对这七个教会可以用历史上的七个教会七个阶段来表达它。
And we said last week that theologian, those who study the scripture, says that these seven churches represents the seven stages of the church throughout human history.
像以弗所教会是使徒时代的时候的教会。
And the church of Ephesus represents the church during the apostolic period.
士美拿教会是在罗马帝国大逼迫神儿女们的时代的教会。
And Smyrna is during the time of the Roman Empire.
别加摩教会是康斯坦丁大帝把国教引进来，把基督教当国教以后那个教会的情形。
The Church of Pergamos represents when Constantine had brought in Christianity as the national religion.
同样的，这也不是我今天的主题。
And again, these are not my theme today.
今天早上卓牧师讲了一个。跟我跟弟兄姊妹讲的很像的，就是我们都不太愿意去讲启示录。
And Pastor Zuo has spoke this morning that many people do not like to talk about Revelation.
不是不太愿意去讲，不愿意太早讲它。
And they don't want to speak very early about the book of Revelation.
怕弟兄姊妹只是好奇心而已啊。
That brothers just come with a curiosity.
我记得以前有人跟黎弟兄讲说，请他讲启示录。
I remember somebody has said to Brother Nee one time, "Can you please speak on the book of Revelation?"
那黎弟兄说，你们只要把启示录读完100遍，我就讲。
And Brother Nee said, "When you have read read the book for 100 times, then I will talk about it.
听说很多弟兄姊妹就很认真的啪啪啪啪启示录一百遍读完了，所以李弟兄讲的启示录要义啊。
So many brothers and sisters read it for 100 times, and brother Nee spoke of the book.
其实启示录圣经上说，你们只要读这个预言就有福了。
And the book says, as long as you read the words of this revelation, that you'll be blessed.
很多东西不需要去强解它的。
Many things we do not need to go and explain.
好，这七个教会就着长度来说，它指的历史上众教会啊。
And again, the seven churches, according to time, it represents the seven phases within the history.
从主耶稣升天以后的教会一直到现在，这每一个历史历代的教会都在这里面可以找到它。
And from the time when the Lord ascended, the church existed until today, every stage of the church may be found in these seven churches.
就着它的广来说的话，它就不特别是讲到教会那个属灵的实际。
But according to the vastness of what is described, it speaks of the reality, the spiritual reality of the church.
他讲到教会在主的面前可能有的光景，可能有的失败和亏欠。
And it speaks of the condition and the failures and the lacking that the churches may have.
啊，等一下我们有时间我们会很快的来看一下。
If we have time, we'll mention them very quickly.
因为它都跟我们发生的直接的关系。
Because they have direct relationship with us.
但是我在这里特别要提一下这个金灯台。金灯台的双重的预表。
But I want to mention what's the dual representation of the golden lampstand.
刚才启示录已经讲到灯台就是教会。
And then we read earlier that the lampstands represents the churches.
而在旧约山上的样式启示出来的时候。
But in the Old Testament, the pattern on the mount is being revealed.
不管是会幕，不管是圣殿。我们知道从外院进到圣所里面都会看见三件重要的事情。
Rather, it speaks of the tabernacle, or the...There are three things that you will see as you enter from the holy place into the holies of holies.
这个最基本最基本的大家都应该知道了哈。
These are the very fundamental that everybody ought to know.
美金，这不敢看我的，我就特别点他。
Maggie won't look at me, so I called on her.
陈设饼的桌子。
The table of showbread.
金灯台。
The golden lampstand.
还有金香坛。
And then the golden altar.
弟兄姊妹，这里面会幕圣殿里面所有的东西，其实第一件事情都是讲到主。
And the holy place, and the tabernacle, all these things speak of the Lord.
啊，很多不连不光说这些圣物预表了基督。
And not only about these holy articles, they represent Christ.
哥罗西书告诉我们，许多的日子节期，这些不过是后世的影儿，它的本体是基督。
And the holidays and the seasons, these are all shadows of Christ, are the things that is to come.
弟兄姊妹，看到影子，那不过是一个影子。
When you look at the shadow, it's but the shadow.
你要回头看它，这个才是本体。
You need to turn and look at where's the source of the shadow.
我相信你们绝对不会蹲在地上看着我的影子，说于弟兄，你最近还好吗？
And I believe nobody's going to look at my shadow and talk to the shadows. Hey, brother, you, how are you today?
那趴在地上说，哎，于弟兄，你最近怎么搞得瘦了？
You crawl on the ground, you look at the shadow and say, Brother, you lost some weight.
或是我儿子看见我回家跑到影子上抱我一下。
And my son, when I come home, looks at the shadow and hugs the shadow and say, Hey, Daddy.
那不过是后世的影儿。
These are but the shadows.
它本体是指的基督。
And the reality is Christ.
当我们讲到金灯台的时候。
So when we speak of the lampstand.
讲到基督是我们生命之光啊。
It speaks of Christ as the life of our, as the light of our life.
这就是我们讲到兴起发光的第一件重要的事，基督光照了我们。
It's the most important thing when we talk about arise and the shine, is that Christ has shined upon us.
它成了我们里面的生命之光。
He has become the light of life within us.
它也成了我们见证的中心，我们见证就是为了见证它。
He's becomethe center of our witness and our testimony, we do it for him.
金灯台第二方面，刚才启示录告诉我们，就是指的教会。
And the second aspect of the golden lampstand is that it represents the church.
教会跟基督是分不开来的。
The church and Christ cannot be separated.
以弗所书说，基督是教会的头，对不对？
The book of Ephesians says that Christ is the head of the church.
教会是他的身体，这两个分不开来的。
And the church is his body. You cannot separate the two.
就像我今天不能看到国龙说，哎，国龙，你今天头精神很好啊。
And I can't look at Martin and say, Martin, your head looks like you're very well today.
我一定说，哎，国龙，你今天精神很好。
But I would look at Martin, the whole person, I would say, you have a lot of energy.
这两个分不开来的。
You cannot separate the two.
所以两千年前，拉撒勒人耶稣是个人的基督。
2,000 years ago, Jesus of Nazareth is a personal Christ.
当这粒麦子落在地里死了的时候，他结出了许多的子粒来。
But when this grain of wheat has fallen to the ground and died, it bore much fruit.
这许多的子粒又合成了一个饼。
And the multitude of grains has become one bread.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天在基督的身体里面，我们跟基督是一。
Brother and sister, in the body of Christ, we are one with Him.
神是要在基督里，并且在教会中得着荣耀。直到世世代代永永远远
that in Christ and in the church that the Lord God would be glorified throughout all generations.
今天在个人的基督里面，他已经得着了荣耀了。
That as a personal Christ, he has already received glory.
他今天要等待团体的基督，就是教会。
And he's waiting for the corporate Christ, which is the church.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当我们讲到金灯台。
So, brothers and sisters, when we speak about the golden lampstands,
这是讲到基督要在教会的里面来彰显出他的荣耀来。
That Christ through the church will reveal his glory.
不是借着教会为主做什么事情。
It's not through the church that we would do something for Christ.
而是教会成为一个器皿。
But the church would be a vessel.
来盛装神自己。
To hold Christ himself.
在基督里面我们承受神本性一切的丰富。
That in Christ we inherit all the blessing that is in God.
而从我们里面被彰显出来。
That through us it may be revealed.
所以灯台一方面讲到基督是世界的光。
So again, lampstand speaks of Christ being the light of the world.
他也讲到教会在地上要为主发光。
But at the same time, the church ought to bear light for the Lord on earth.
所以整个灯台的被造就是为了发光。
For the creation of the lampstand, the purpose is to give light.
所以教会存在的目的就是要为了主发光。
And the existence of the church is to bear light for the Lord.
不仅仅是福音之光。
Not only the light of the gospel.
更是生命和见证之光。
But the testimony of life.
人要从我们身上看见好行为。
The man, when they see good works through us,
啊，神要在我们身上说大灾近前的奥秘，神在肉身显现。
And they would say, "Great is the mystery of godliness, and as be .
人来到教会里面，能够说神真在你们中间。
That God became flesh, and people would say when they come to the church that God is in your midst.
因为教会成为一个器皿。
Because the church has become a vessel.
盛装基督的生命和神的荣耀
to hold the life of Christ and the glory of Christ
以至于我们能够为主发光为主做见证
so we may shine for Christ and bear witness for Christ
所以弟兄姊妹在启示录讲到的这七个教会里面
and the seven churches that is mentioned in the book of Revelation
我们刚才说的这七个教会不仅仅在历史上有它的代表性
and we said again not only it has a significance in the history of the churches
它更是在属灵上代表了教会属灵实际和真正的光景
but it also represents the actual the reality of our spiritual condition in all the churches
所以这件事情就跟我们发生绝对的关系了
so this thing has a direct relationship with us
今天地上到处都是教会
and there are churches throughout the world
但是每一个教会都有它的缺点有它的长处
and every church has its weaknesses and it also has its strengths
没有一个教会没有问题
you won't be able to find a church without problems
没有一个教会是完全的
and not one church is perfect
我们都需要主在我们身上恩典怜悯继续工作在我们的身上
we need the grace and the mercy of God in all of our lives
而每一个教会根据他所处的背景
and every church according to its background
根据神所给他的托付
and according to the commission the Lord has for the church
他们就面临了特别的挑战
and they would have a particular challenge
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹我们每一个教会都在主的面前有自己的挑战
so dear brothers and sisters every single church we have our specific challenge before the Lord
得胜者不是完全人
The overcomers are not those who are perfect.
得胜者是在神所给我们的托付和环境的里面，我们能够合乎神的心意。
And the overcomers are those who are according to the will of God and the conditions and the circumstances the Lord has placed us in.
所以神在每一个教会的里面，神都呼召得胜者。
And therefore, in every church, the Lord has a call for the overcomers.
弟兄姊妹，今天对我们来说
，And today for us,
我们不要一天到晚拿自己去跟别的教会比较。
And let's not compare ourselves with the churches around us.
我们要非常认真地伏在主的面前。来寻求神到底怎么看我们
And seriously, we ourselves need to submit before God and say, God, how do you look at us?
神给我们的托付到底是什么
And what is the commission that the Lord has for us?
我们在这个托付面前我们的态度跟我们的实际是什么
And under this commission, what is our attitude and what is our reality?
那我们再拉小一点
And then let's condense it even more.
我们教会有十几个小组和团契啊
We have many small groups and many fellowships.
那么每一个小组都有自己特别的组员特别的成分特别的背景
and every small group and every fellowship has its unique makeup unique background
你有你特别的挑战有特别的困难
you have your own special challenges and your own special difficulties
到底主怎么看你这个小组
how does the Lord look at each small group
不要拿自己去跟别的小组比
to compare your small group with another small group
我们可以去看别人的长处去学习别人的长处
we can look at each other's qualities and learn from one another
但是更重 重要的是要在乎神怎么看我们。
But more importantly, we need to care about how God looks at us.
那再拉低一点的话，拉到我们个人身上。
And we condense it even more than we make it very personal.
我们每一个人生长的背景都不一样。
We all come from a different background.
我们每一个人碰到的困难和挑战不一样。
And the difficulties and the challenges that we each face are different.
神在我们每一个人身上都有一个独特的旨意和托付。
And God has a very specific will and commission for each and every one of us.
那到底神怎么看我们？
And how does God look at us individually?
弟兄姊妹，这一位人子升到高天，他不是只是坐在那里。
Brothers and sisters, this Son of Man who is ascended on high, he is not just sitting there on the throne.
他坐下来是指着他的工作和他的旨意来说的，他已经都完成了。
He sat down and it pertains to his work. It is accomplished. It is finished.
他长远活着为我们祈求，说到他对我们的爱。他在主的面前的一个 ministry.
He lives forevermore, and he intercedes for us, speaks of his continual ministry for us.
弟兄姊妹，神在那里等候教会的完全。
But brother and sister, God is waiting for the perfection of the church.
所以神的儿子今天行走在金灯台中间。
So the Son of Man is walking in the midst of the lampstand.
弟兄姊妹，我们一定要看见这个异象。
Brother and sister, we all have to see this vision.
神行走，主耶稣行走在众教会的里面。
Jesus Christ is walking in the midst of every church.
主耶稣行走在我们众小组。家庭聚会的里面
Jesus Christ is walking in the midst of every small group, every fellowship.
主耶稣行走在我们的中间
And Jesus is walking in your midst.
他看每一个教会
He's looking at all the churches.
他看每一个小组的聚会
He's looking at all the small groups.
他看我们每一个人的情形
He's looking at each and every one of you.
记不记得路加福音里面记载主耶稣进了圣殿的时候
And remember the Gospel of Luke when Jesus entered into the temple.
他不仅仅赶出一切做买卖的
He cast out all those who's doing business.
他进去以后做一件很重要的事
And then he did something that was very, very important.
他细细查看每一件事情。
He examined everything in detail.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们自己都要把自己带到神的光中。
Brothers and sisters, we all need to bring ourselves in the light of God.
如果我们这一生活着不是为着神发光做见证的话
，If we live this our life not for the sake of shining and witnessing for the Lord,
我们只是一个蒙恩蒙爱的儿女，但是却不是一个讨神喜悦的儿女。
We are but a child that's been blessed, but we are not a child that blesses the Lord.
如果我们的小组和我们的教会在主的面前不是为着神的荣耀为着神的见证而活着
If our small group and our church as a whole is not living for the glory of God
我们仍然是一个蒙恩蒙爱的儿女和教会
We are but a children and a church that's been blessed by God
但是我们却是一个不合神心意不能讨神喜悦的教会
But we are not a churchthat is according to the will in the heart of God.
弟兄姊妹，这些信息是实在的，是严肃的。
Brothers and sisters, this message is very real and is very serious.
启示录里面讲到这七个教会。
And in Revelation, it speaks of these seven churches.
我今天不从历史的背景，从时间上去讲它。
I am not going to talk about from the perspective of history and time.
我就是很 summary 的讲他们属灵的情形，来提醒我们今天的情形。
But in summary, I'll give you their spiritual condition that it may be a reminder for us.
第一个被主责备的点是他们把起初的爱心离弃了。
And the first rebuke that the Lord had was that they forsook their first love.
以弗所教会有很多的长处。
The church of Ephesus has many, many good qualities.
他们受试炼，他们受患难，他们被毁谤。
They were tried, they were preserved, they were slandered.
他们知道分辨什么是异端，是什么是假的教训。
They knew what was good and what was evil and what was the false teaching.
当主在这里夸奖完他们这些外面的长处的时候
，And after the Lord had praised them for the qualities,
主说：“然而有一件事情。”我要责备你。
But the Lord said, Nevertheless, I have one thing against you.
把起初的爱心给离弃了。
You have left your first love.
弟兄姊妹，这件事情其实是最重要的一件事。
Brothers and sisters, this is the most important thing.
因为从主耶稣底下对他们的这个责备跟警告来说，我们知道这件事情太重要了。
And from the perspective of God's rebuke and God's warning, we see that this is very, very important.
今天不是我在这里要开一堂课，有十张讲义，我掉了一张，少了一张，所以缺了一张而已。
And it's not that I come and give a speech and I have my outline and lost a sheet of my outline.
今天是我要来这里讲道，结果我们这里只挂了于洪杰的衣服，人不在这里啊。
And it is that here, as I come to speak, there's
或是一对夫妻只剩下结婚证书，却没有爱存在了。
More another example is that a couple who only has the certificate that demonstrates that they are married, but there is no love.
就像你的孩子天天回家吃饭，享用一切所有的，从来不叫你一声爸爸妈妈。
And as if your child comes home every day and eats of your food and lives in your house, but then he never says mom and dad.
那个不可以少的东西，神最在乎的东西，以弗所教会弄掉了。
The one thing that you cannot do without, the Church of Ephesus has lost it.
就是那个起初的爱。
It's the first love.
弟兄姊妹。
brothers and sisters.
我的讲台可以停在这里。
I can end my sermon here.
但是这个问题我们不能够让它放过去。
But this problem, we cannot just brush it away.
有这个东西掉了。
Because if we lose this one thing,
我们这一生失去的价值。
We lost the value of this life.
我们失去了神在我们身上的喜悦。
We lost the delight that we have before the Lord.
我们整个的一生其实不需要活下去。
We don't need to live anymore.
因为这件事情在主的眼中他最 care。
Because this one thing, the Lord cares the most.
他爱我们爱到一个地步，他为我们死在十字架上。
He loved us so much that he died on the cross for us.
受尽一切的羞辱。
And all the shame.
弟兄姊妹啊，虽然那好像是一篇电影，讲着 Passion of Christ.
And brothers, when we look at the Passion of Christ, it seemed like it's just a movie.
但里面很多的景象常常会出现在我的里面。
But many, many scenes would pass before me.
还不光只是他身上流血被鞭打受苦。那样子的让我里面受到震撼。
It is not just the stripes and the blood that poured out of his body that moved me.
有时候看见主耶稣好像那么委屈，那么被人那样子推，在那么小步走路的时候，我心里面真的很难过。
And as the Lord is being pushed around, being shoved around, I feel the sadness.
受尽一切的羞辱。
And all sorts of shame that has come upon him.
其实他何等的荣耀。
How glorious is the Son of Man.
他在天上的时候，众天使看见他一抬头，全部下拜。
And when he was in heaven, as he stood up, all the angels prostrated before him.
地上这些渺小败坏的人，居然可以打他的耳光，吐口水在他身上。
But these little puny sinners may spit upon him and slap him.
他整个的心是因为他爱我们，他爱你，他爱我。
He loves you and he loves me.
所以我们不能够把起初的爱给离弃了。
And brothers and sisters, we cannot forsake the first love.
弟兄姊妹，不要因为工作，因为孩子，因为任何的事情，失去了这个起初的爱心。
And dear brothers and sisters, do not lose this first love because of your job or because of your children.
也不要因为带领你的人，或是因为你所服侍的人，或是任何其他的事情来拦阻了我们跟主之间的关系。
Or because of those who are leading you, be a hindrance between your love and the Lord.
最大的诫命就是尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神。
The greatest commandment to love the Lord your God with all of your strength, your soul, and your might.
我们软弱失败，主都能了解。
We are weak when we fail, the Lord can understand.
但是我们失去了对他那个纯净的爱，那个起初的爱，这是叫主伤心的事情。
But if we lose the pureness of this love and this first love, it will hurt him.
弟兄姊妹，今天是因为神应许我们，所以我们往前去。
The Lord Jesus allow us to move forward.
不然我们外面可以没有任何的会所。
Or on the outside, we cannot. We don't have necessarily have.
我们可以很贫穷，没有什么钱，甚至没有什么人，但是教会不能没有对主的爱。
We can be very impoverished. We cannot. We could go without money, but the church cannot go on without the love for the Lord.
因为他是爱我，为我舍己。
Because he has loved me and gave himself for me.
因为基督爱教会，为教会舍了自己。
Because Christ loved the church and gave himself for the church.
而第二件事情，他责备教会的。
And then the second rebuke he had for the church.
是别加摩教会。
And it's for the church of Pergamos.
在历史上是讲到从逼迫的苦难的教会，突然一下子变成基督教，变成国教了。
And history, in church history, it speaks of all of a sudden, when we were in great tribulation, all of a sudden, Christianity became the national religion.
别加摩教会不仅仅服从了巴兰的教训，而且有撒旦的住处和居所。
And they hold to the doctrine of Balaam, and in their midst, the throne of Satan is established.
讲到我们属灵的松懈。
And it speaks of the looseness of our spiritual life.
我们为着自己的利益而活着，这就是巴兰。
And for our own gain, we live for ourselves. This is the doctrine of Balaam.
我们整个的心，教会所在乎的都是我们个人的好处，教会的好处。
And our hearts, all we care about, all the church cares about, is the our own benefits.
当我们一松，一为自己活着的时候。
And when we live very loosely, when we live for ourselves.
当我们这样一松，不知道警醒的时候。
And we do not know how to be alert before the Lord.
必然的结果就是撒旦进来了。
And at the very natural consequence that Satan will come in. 连有撒
旦的座位和居所在进到教会里面去了。
And even to the point where the throne of Satan has entered into the church.
他叫我们做什么，我们就做什么。
Whatever he wants us to do, we'll do.
弟兄姊妹，今天在我们的生命里面有没有这样子的情形？
Brothers and sisters, is this condition real in our lives?
撒旦安家在我们的心中。
That Satan has entered and rested in this house.
他可以叫我们干嘛就干嘛。
And whatever he tells us to do, we'll do.
巴兰可以为着利在错谬里面直奔了。
And Balaam can continue to run in the midst of his errors.
完全是为了自己的好处和利益。
And completely for his good and his own gain.
弟兄姊妹啊，我不是在这里要责备弟兄姊妹，或是我们自己以为我们都做到，我们要提醒。
And brothers, I am not here rebuking you. I am just reminding all of us here.
刚才美金姊妹的见证有一个点很摸着我。
And our sister Mei Jing, when she was here, giving her testimony, really touched me.
她说她现在的祷告都不再是为了孩子的健康，为孩子求这些东西。
And she said all of a sudden, all her prayers not focused on the blessing that her children were
receiving. 我不是说这些不重要，我们仍然要为自己家守望。
I'm not saying these are not important. We still need to pray for our family.
而是我们的生活，我们的祷告，我们侍奉的中心，不是只是围绕着自己和自己的好处。
But the center of our lives and our prayers not surrounded about the blessings that we will receive in our own lives. Brothers and sisters, if we let loose, Satan will come in.
这是一个松懈的教会。
And this is a church that has lived very loosely.
而第三个主责备的是推亚推拉的教会。
And the third church that the Lord rebuked is the church of Thyatira.
圣经上告诉我们，他们有许多的善行，做很多好事情。
And the scripture said they have many good works.
他们有爱心，有信心，又勤劳，又忍耐。
And they have love, they have service, they have faith, and they were patient.
但是他们却接受耶洗别的教训。
But they received the doctrine of the teaching of Jezebel.
他们除了神以外，他们拜偶像。
And aside from God, they had idols.
偶像进到他们里面来。
Idols have entered into their midst.
神不是他们中间独一的神。
And the Lord God is not the only God in their midst.
主不是在他们中间居首位，不是在他们中间居绝对的首位。
He is not the head over their assembly.
他们一面拜神，一面拜假神。
They worship God and they worship idols.
他们一面侍奉神，一面侍奉偶像。
They serve God and they serve other idols.
弟兄姊妹，这叫做掺杂，这叫做妥协。
And brothers, this is a compromise. This is a mingling of something that's not pure.
什么时候教会有掺杂，有妥协进来？
And whenever the church is contaminated, whenever we compromise,
我们在乎人，在乎人生气，在乎人，在乎面子，我们剩余在乎主的旨意。
And we worry about men, we worry about men being upset, and we do not care about the will of God.
好，弟兄姊妹，当掺杂进来的时候
，And when these impurity comes in,
当妥协进来的时候
，When compromise takes place,
神的心不能得到满足
，The heart of God will not be satisfied.
我们必须 holy for God and purely for God.
We must be holy for God and pure for God.
完全完全就是为了主
，And completely exist just for God alone.
第四个责备的是撒底教会
，And the fourth church that the Lord rebuked was the church of Sardis.
讲到教会的落到一种老旧死沉的情形
，And they've gone to the place where they are old and they are dead.
他们徒有外表的仪文和样式。
They have a form on the outside,
已经缺少了属灵的实际。
But they lack the spiritual reality.
弟兄姊妹，也许很多人在这里聚会，从得救就在这里。
And many of you maybe here since the day that you were saved.
天天听一样的道，唱一样的诗歌。
And every day you listen to the same messages, you sing the same songs.
久了以后，不知不觉我们里面失去了那个活泼的心了。
And after time, we lost a lively heart.
这是很多教会的一个危机。
And this is a critical point for many, many churches.
其实也是很多个人的危机。
And it's a critical point for many individuals.
我们里面缺少的一种新鲜，一种活。
We lack a freshness, a sense of that is alive, that is in us.
所以主责备撒迪教会说，你爱民是活的，其实是死的。
And the Lord rebuked Sardis and said, by name you are alive, but in reality you are dead.
一样聚会，一样读经，一样有侍奉，看起来是活的，其实是死的。
You go to the meetings, you read your Bible, you have your services. On the outside, you're alive, but in reality, you are dead.
弟兄姊妹，我们个人要小心，小组要小心，教会也要小心。
Brothers and sisters, individually, small group, and our church as a whole, we need to be careful.
我们来到主的面前，都求主让我们用心灵的新样，不是仪文的旧样来侍奉他。
We come to the Lord, we ask the Lord not to give us a form of service on the outside, but have a reality on the inside.
没有那么多外面的仪式仪表，让我们注重属灵的实际。
We have many formats on the outside, but let us focus on the spiritual.Reality. And then the church of Laodicea.
这是一个更可怕的滑跌。
And it's even more a terrible fall.
这是一个最容易个人也好教会也好最容易掉进去的光景。
And it's a condition that is most common for individuals and for church as a whole to fall into.
就是我们骄傲，我们自满。
And that we are prideful and we think we have.
所以他们不仅仅不冷不热。
And not only are they lukewarm.
他们自以为富足。
But they think that they are rich.
但是主怎么看他？
But how did the Lord look at them?
主看的就是实在的情形。
And the Lord sees the reality in the midst of them.
所以你发现这边有一个很大的差距。
And so there's a very big, big difference here.
老底家教会认为他们是这样。
The Laodiceans think that they are this way.
而他们的实际却是这样。
But in their reality, they are so far below.
主看他们就是这样。
And what the Lord sees them, they're down here.
当他们自以为富足的时候。
And when they think that they are rich.
主在那里责备说你们却是困苦可怜贫穷瞎眼和赤身的。
But the Lord said, you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked.
所以主劝他们跟他买火炼的金子让他可以富足。
And the Lord said, purchase the gold refined in the fire that you may be rich.
买眼药可以看见。
Eye salves that you may see.
买白衣穿上可以让赤身的羞耻不被显露。
The white garments, purchase the white garments that you may cover your nakedness.
弟兄姊妹这五件事情。
Brothers and sisters, these five things.
离弃起初的爱心。
You lost your first love.
我们在主的面前有妥协，不，松懈啊，我们松懈，而让撒旦进到我们中间来。
And secondly, we have looseness in our life and we allow Satan to come in.
我们在主的面前第三件事情，掺杂和妥协。
And thirdly, there are impurities and there are compromises in our lives.
有偶像进来了。
Idols come in.
第四件事情。
And fourthly,
我们掉到老旧和时辰的遗文里面去。
We've grown old and we just became a form on the outside.
爱名是活的，其实却是死的。
And by name we are alive, but in reality we are dead.
第五件事情。
And the fifth thing.
就是我们的骄傲和自满。
And we are prideful and we are satisfied with ourselves.
让我们在主的面前却是贫穷、这个赤身和瞎眼的。
And yet we are poor, we are blind, and we are naked.
弟兄姊妹，这是神在教会的里面对众教会的一个 evaluation， 一个评价。
And brothers and sisters, this is the Lord's evaluation of the church.
那今天神怎么看我们？
And how does the Lord look at us?
我们真的需要在主的面前谨慎。
And we need to be alert before the Lord.
请问神怎么看你现在所服侍的小组？
And how does the Lord look at you? How are you serving your small group?
更直接的问，到底神今天怎么看你，看我？
And more directly.How does the Lord look at you individually? And how does the Lord look at me?
我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
我们说过神显明是为了医治。
And we said that the Lord exposed things in our lives for the sake of healing us.
神光照我们是为了拯救我们。
That he enlightens us for the sake of
saving us. 每一次当神显明我们的时候他是为了要医治我们。
And every time the Lord exposes us, he does it for the sake of healing us.
我们
healing
不仅仅求神救我们个人脱离这样子的情形。
We only not cry out to the Lord that he would deliver us individually from such conditions.
我们也希望神救我们每一个小组和团契脱离这样子的情形。
But the Lord would deliver each small group, each fellowship from such conditions.
我们也求神救我们这个教会脱离这样子的情形。
And then we ask the Lord would deliver this church from these conditions.
我们更是要求神救这个世代的教会能够脱离这些情形。
And then we need to cry out that the Lord would deliver the churches of this generation from such conditions.
让我们能够像四美拿教会一样，在各样的苦难里面，我们向神至死忠心。
That as the church of Smyrna in all things we may be faithful unto the Lord.
我们能够像腓拉铁菲教会一样，在主的面前能够凡事上得胜，而且讨神喜悦。
And like the church of Philadelphia, be victorious in all things and please the Lord.
这样子的话，神要为我们开一个人没有办法关的门。
If we are like that, the Lord will open a door that no one can shut.
这样子，我们才能够真正起来为主兴起。
Then we'll truly be able to rise up for the Lord.
我们已经讲过，灯台要能够不断的发光，我们在主的面前需要被主来洁净。
And we say the lampstand needs to give light continually. We need to be purified by the Lord.
金经说到需要。炼到一切的渣滓，除去一切的掺杂。
And the pure gold of this lampstand speaks of all impurity needs to be removed.
而金灯台是用一他连得的金子，一块金子锤打出来的。
And the golden lampstand is forged from one piece of gold.
需要我们被施加来工作，来定型。
It says it needs to be formed, it needs to be made by the work of the cross.
它能够有结、有苞、有花，而且是杏花，说到把我们做成在复活的里面。来为主做见证。
It may have segments, it may have branches, it may have blossoms, and particularly the blossom of the almond that speaks of life that needs to be revealed.
这是讲到见证器皿的讲究。
And this is the very specific description of a vessel that gives the testimony.
应该要为主持续做见证的一个要求。
It's a requirement for continual testimony for the Lord.
是讲到我们里面必须有油。
That we in ourselves must have oil.
火不可熄灭。
And the fire, the light must not go out.
这是我上一堂都讲过的，我现在不讲了。
And I spoke of these in time past, and I will not focus on these now.
但是更感谢神，或是我们更需要的。
But we thank the Lord more. We need oil.
需要祭司在这里亲自经理修剪这些灯。
And we need the priest to be here to minister unto the lamps.
在旧约是亚伦和他的子孙做这件事情。
In the Old Testament, it was Aaron and his sons that did these services.
在新约里面是得了荣耀的人子亲自做这件事情。
But in the New Testament, it's the Son of God who's been glorified, who's doing these things himself.
我们何等的感谢神。
And how we thank God.
当神修剪我们的时候。
And when the Lord is trimming us.
当神显明责备我们的时候。
And the Lord exposes us and the Lord rebukes us.
说明神没有丢弃我们。
It says that the Lord has not forsook us.
江残的灯火他没有吹灭。
The lamp that is going out, he did not quench.
他还做工在我们的身上。
He still allowed light to shine in us.
所以我们真的求主帮助我们。
So we need to ask the Lord to help us.
每一个人都起来真正的爱主啊。
Every person to rise up to truly love the Lord.
不管我们过去失败的多么，活得多么不好，或者失败。
No matter how lousy we lived and how much we failed in time past.
让我们在新年重新把自己奉献给神。
That in the new year we will offer ourselves to the Lord.
我们不仅仅感谢神，这个光已经临到。
We thank the Lord not only this light has come to us.
我们更感谢神，这个是一个生命之光，一直在我们的里面。
But we thank the Lord that this light of life is in us continually.
也让我们更敬畏的在主的面前知道神的工作没有停在这。
That we may know and fear the Lord that His work has not stopped.
他要叫我们成为他的光。
That we may be light.
把神的荣耀彰显出来。
To reveal the glory of God.
我们唱短诗歌255首。
Short hymn book 255.
得着一群大能的子民啊。
To lay hold of a people of power. We pray for ourselves individually.
然后我们从中心扩展到圆周啊。
From the center to the outer circles.
我们为着我们的小组祷告。
And we'll pray for our small groups.
希望我们小组聚会不是只是个人聚聚而已。
The small groups are just the gathering of men.
我们带着见证的使命和实际在那里。
But with a commission of testimony and reality.
我们要为着整个教会祷告。
And we'll pray for the entire church.
让教会整个教会兴起发光。
That the whole church will rise up and shine.
能够为主做见证。
That we may bear testimony for the Lord.
更是要为着这黑暗的世代来祷告。
That we need to pray for this dark generation.
但愿金灯台在各地被点起来。
That the golden lamps that may be lifted up throughout the world.
靠着主的爱，我们一同来赶逐黑暗。
But by the love of the Lord, we cast out darkness.
让神的光临到这地。
The light of the Lord will come to this land.
我们一起同声有一些祷告。
Let's all lift up our voices and pray.
Amen. Hallelujah. 主耶稣啊，我们赞美你，我们把教会再交在你的手中。哦，亲爱的主耶稣啊，在这样子一个时代的里面，我们需要你来兴起我们。主啊，我们一不小心我们就落到仇敌的网络里面。哦，亲爱的主耶稣啊，我们在这里真实是求你，不让我们虚度这一生，让我们真实看重我们所蒙的恩典，让我们更看重我们所承受的使命和托付。哦，主耶稣啊，让教会，让个人，让每一个家的兴起为你发光。 哈利路亚，我们赞美你，我们将我们整个教会都交在你的手中。主啊，这些日子不让我们随便过去，也让我们的注意力不是只在自己的身上。哈利路亚，兴起你的教会，兴起你的儿女们，让我们成为在黑暗世代中的一盏灯，能够为你来做见证。哈利路亚，我们赞美你，我们把Amen. Amen. Amen. 主耶稣啊，主耶稣，我们仰望在你的手里面。哈利路亚，我们是的，我们要来赞美你。神的儿子显现出来，改变魔鬼一切的作为。哦，你的光照到哪里，黑暗就要被赶逐。哈利路亚，我们赞美你，我们赞美你。Amen.主，造成我们的心都要来赞美你。
Jesus, all of our hearts praise you.
因为这个真光已经临到。
The true light has come.
在你毫无黑暗。
That in you there is no darkness.
神的儿子在哪里显现，哪里就没有魔鬼的作为。
When the Son of Man is revealed, he does away with the work of the evil one.
这天上的真光来，不仅仅要来拯救我们。
The true light of heaven has come to us to save us.
要赶出一切的黑暗。
But to cast out all the darkness.
将人都牵到你爱子的国里面。
All men in the kingdom of the beloved Son.
让我们能够在光明中生活。
That in the light we may live.
让我们在光明中行事。
And the light we may do all our.
让我们都成为光明的子女。
We may all be the children of light.
哦，主耶稣，我们赞美你。
Jesus, we praise you.
为这已经临到的光，我们要来赞美你。
The light that has come, we praise you.
哦，为这内住的生命之光，我们感谢你。
The light that is indwelling, we praise you.
哦，更为着你把这见证的使命托给我们。
For the commission of the testimony that you've given us.
主，我们在你的面前，我们要来敬拜。
Lord, before you, we will worship.
兴起你的教会。
Or raise up your church.
让我们真成为你的见证人。
That we may be the witnesses.
不仅仅我们有负担来传福音。
But not only we have the burden to share the gospel.
更让我们无论个人、家庭或是教会。
But the individuals, the families, and the church.
我们都愿意成为你道成肉身的见证人。
That we may be the witness of the word became flesh.
让人来到我们中间，让人看见我们的时候。
Then when people come into our midst.
能够说大灾近前。
They would say, "Oh, great is the mystery of godliness."
神在肉身显现
and that God is revealed among men.
因为神在我们中间被人看见
for God is seen in our midst.
我们赞美你
and we praise you, Lord.
我们求你祝福我们每一个人每一个小组
and bless all the individuals and every small group.
更是怜悯祝福你的教会
and bless and have mercy on your church.
让我们从一切的软弱里面出来
that from all of our failures and our weaknesses, we come out.
让我们在我们所处的环境里面做个得胜者。
That in all of our circumstances we would be overcomers.
主啊，把那个使命感放在每一个小组的里面。
We give the sense of commission into every small group.
让我们在那个 community 里面为你兴起发光。
And then in that community we would rise up and shine.
把使命感赐给你的教会。
And give a sense of commission in our hearts.
让我们真成为黑暗中的一盏明灯。
And that we would be a light in the midst of darkness.
将生命之道表明出来。
And that we would reveal the word of life.
将神的荣耀彰显出来。
The glory of God may be seen.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Jesus' name.
Amen. 请坐。
Please be seated.
我想在我们今天开始播饼聚会以前，我花两分钟简单交通一下。
And before we break bread, give me 2 minutes for this brief sharing.
因为是新的一年开始，我们希望在各样的聚会和各样的侍奉上，我们都能够脚踏实地的来进步。
And because it's the beginning of the year, we want that in the midst of every one of our meetings, we would do it with a sound step.
能够更讨神的喜悦。
That we would please the Lord.
我们讲过很多次，波饼聚会一直是我们教会最重要的聚会。
And we said many times that the communion time is the most important meeting for us.
虽然到目前为止，因为我们个人的这个有限，我们在主的面前生命的软弱，还没有让它成为一个好像每一个人最享受的聚会。
Because of our personal limitation, our weaknesses, it has not become a meeting that everyone may enjoy.
但是我们的目标从来没有妥协。
But our goal has never been compromised.
今天在地上已经有很少有教会是每个礼拜都擘饼的。
But today there are many few churches that break bread every Sunday.
但是我们希望我们也不是只是一个仪文的旧样。
But I pray that this does not fall into a formality.
我们能够在心灵的新样里面来纪念主。
That in the newness of our hearts we may remember the Lord.
这是主耶稣临走以前交代我们一件最重要的事情。
Because before the Lord departed, this is what he had commanded us.
是在他被卖的那一夜为我们立下来的。
The night that he was sold, He establishes his commandments.
And he says,
whenever you do this, you do it in remembrance
of me.
Until he returns.
弟兄姊妹，这不仅仅是我们纪念主，更是主纪念恩待的我们。
Brothers, this is not only us remembering him, but he has remembered us.
所以我们希望众弟兄姊妹，我们一起让这个聚会更好。
So every brother and sister, we together improve the quality of this meeting.
怎么样子更好呢？
And how do we do it?
就是我们整个聚会的中心完全集中在主耶稣的身上。
And our focus is on the Lord Jesus himself.
我们来思念他，我们来感谢他，我们来赞美他。
We come to remember him. We come to praise him.
所以我们希望更多的弟兄姊妹很简短的祷告没有关系，我们就起来扬声赞美他。
And with a very short and simple prayer, rise up and praise him.
你有任何的经文，任何刚刚唱过的诗歌，你想再念一遍给我们听都没有关系。
Whatever the scripture, whatever the verses that you just sung, if you want to read it again, that's okay.
我们整个注意力集中在爱我们的耶稣。
Let's focus on the Jesus who loves us.
那我们希望说为了要维持整个聚会的品质和秩序
and for the quality and the orderly conduct of this meeting
我们希望有一段时间我们可能要把门关起来
and we might want to close the door
我不希望弟兄姊妹随便走动
I do not want brothers and sisters to rise up very casually and move about in and out
那同样的这个饼杯的服饰我们有一点点的变动
and there's a slight modification to how we're going to serve the bread and the cup
那我们请所有主日学老师也好或是在外面服饰甚至一些带着小孩的父母亲不能剥饼的
and all the brothers and sisters who are serving in the Sunday school who are outside caring for the children who cannot break bread
那请你们会后自己到前面来饮用
and after the meeting please come forward by yourselves and partake of the bread and the cup
两三个也可以或是你个人单单独来了，你在主的面前感恩祷告，然后领用主的饼杯。
Two or three together individually, give thanks, pray before the Lord, and then partake of it.
我们不再送出去了。
We will not send the bread and the cup outside.
我们希望大家都在一个虔诚、敬畏、充满爱的一个气氛的里面，我们来纪念主。
And in reverence and in fears and full of love, we come and remember our Lord.
那我们也鼓励弟兄姊妹多祷告，但是少提诗歌，而不随便提诗歌。
And we encourage brothers and sisters to pray more often.And sing less and don't pick songs casually.
因为我们整个波饼聚会圣灵掌权有一个主流在这里。
And we let the Holy Spirit reign. There's a flow of the Spirit here.
那除非圣灵感动我们，我们不是随便挑自己想唱的诗歌。
And unless the Spirit moves us, we don't just casually pick a song that I would like to sing.
我们顺从圣灵的感动提出来，那个时候主感动我们提的诗歌。
And if the Holy Spirit moves you to pick such a song, then pick the song.
同样，我们希望如果有没有信主的。朋友还没有受浸的，都请你们不要饮用饼杯。
And we ask those of you who are not yet in the Lord, who have not yet believed in the Lord Jesus, please do not partake of the bread.
然后我们更希望每一个儿女看重这件事情。
And we eager that every child of God would take this seriously.
每个礼拜一次，能够跟众圣徒一同围绕主耶稣来吃主来喝主。
And once a week with all the saints, we may eat of Him and drink of Him.
能够借着这样子一个纪念主能够让我们的主的心得到满足这是大事、啊、
And through this time of remembering him that the Lord Jesus would be satisfied is something that is very very huge
所以希望我们用欢喜快乐的心来纪念他
So with a heart of rejoicing let's come and remember him
你看像我们这次的讲员余立功老牧师他85岁了
And like our brother 余立功 when he was here at the New Year conference
我们除夕守夜的时候他就是舍不得他一直跟我们到11点半拨饼完了他才走
And he's over 80 years old And he treasures so much of our communion on our New Year's Eve. He stayed with us until 11:30.
他说他常常在各地奔波，这个服侍，很少碰到这样子的擘饼聚会。
And he says he serves all over the place, and he seldom does he find the time of communion like this.
弟兄姊妹，我们要把这个当做主给我们的恩典。
And brothers, we ought to treat it as God's grace.
我们同一个心智来让擘饼聚会更好。
One heart, let's come to this meeting.
我们需要祷告一个接一个我们不用长，但是我们要活，要真实。
And the prayers, one by one, it doesn't need to be long, but it needs to be alive, it needs to be real.
然后要勇敢
And be bold.
我们向主来发表我们的感恩
And express our thanksgiving toward the Lord.
好，我们现在底下我们要开始我们的擘饼，我们唱大本诗歌140首。
140.